Hot 104.7.
According to a new report, music sales in 2012 were up from the year before for the first time since 1999. Naturally, most of that came from digital music. Overall, Adele's 21 was the top-selling album for the second year in a row, and Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe was the best-selling single worldwide. Looks like there may be trouble in paradise for Miley and Liam. Liam allegedly cheated on Miley by getting hot and heavy with Sioux Falls' January Jones.
Oh.
At a pre-Oscar party over the weekend, the new issue of Star is reporting Liam, who showed up at the party without his bride-to-be, had guests in wonder as he cozied up next to January Jones, according to the Star. It looked like they had some hot chemistry, and eyewitnesses at the event told the Star that they were all over each other and even kissed. Meanwhile, Miley hit up the Elton John's Aid Foundation bash on Sunday night solo, where she was all over the place, a source tells the Star. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
I have an explanation on the Twilight Sparkling.
Oh, you do?
From a fan of the books.
Excellent.
After Philip Phillips and Home.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 936. It's going to be a little windy today and 32. 28 right now. It's nice. Okay, so I got some info from a fan of the books.
Okay.
About Twilight. Amy,
about the sparkling stuff?
Yeah, Amy emailed in and to fill me in. Their skin is supposed to be diamond-like.
Okay, that makes sense.
And she said she's a fan of the books, not the movies, and Robert Pattinson is a D-bag. Okay.
I'm not a huge fan of Kristen Stewart just because I think she just acts like a snob.
And
she probably is a snob.
And is a little on the skanky side, too.
Yeah, she's a hooker.
You know.
You can say it.
Okay. I always prefer you to say those things than me, because sounds worse when I say it.
It does. But, yeah, she's a hooker.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I just don't like her. You know, she's okay in the movies, but honestly, I think they could have done a better job with... I don't like her acting style.
So we now live in a world where respectable dictionaries are putting things in there that should not be in there. Because remember when you're in school and you're, you know, learning words and, well, it's not in the dictionary, but yeah, it's a word that we use, you know.
Slang.
It would be called slang, and slang never made it into the dictionary.
It didn't.
Well, in the internet age, the dictionary needs to be relevant on the internet, so now they're adding. Now, some of this stuff isn't necessarily slang. Some of it's an actual term. But the Oxford Dictionary has announced the new words they're adding to the dictionary.
Oh, goody.
Tweetable.
Tweetable.
Defined as suitable for posting on the social media site Twitter.
There's a lot of things that are in question of being tweetable sometimes.
Including that definition.
Mm-hmm.
they're also adding the broader term social sharing.
Oh.
Defined as the practice of sharing content from a website on a social media site or application. The other standout on the list, friend zone.
Really?
Yeah.
That's well, I mean, it's a definite term. I mean,
we're in the friend zone.
Guys,
they defined it as
get put in the friend zone pretty easy.
They defined it as a situation in which a platonic friendship exists between two people, one of whom has an undeclared romantic or sexual interest in the other.
Yep.
Well, for the most part, there's probably always somewhat of a sexual interest because, honestly, guys are pigs. It wouldn't matter.
That's,
if the opportunity arose.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Outside of being, like, married or something. You
right.
know.
Then they probably wouldn't say no. Yeah.
There were a few non-internet terms that were added, including appletini. Flexitarian. Yeah. That's a person who is mostly vegetarian but cheats.
Oh, that's called a flexitarian?
Flexitarian. Could you be more careful when you say that word, please?
I said flexitarian. It didn't sound like it?
No. Be more careful saying that word. Just don't say that word anymore. You know how you sometimes talk too fast and things mumble? Yeah, you did it there.
Oh.
Wrong set of letters for you to do that. And finally, the most horrible thing they could have possibly added. I lost all respect for the Oxford dictionaries now.
Oh, boy.
They added hump day.
You love that term.
No, I don't.
Oh, man. I wish I wish tomorrow wasn't my last day. So next Wednesday. Oh, today is Wednesday. Happy Hump Day.
Should have been a restaurant called TGIH. Thank goodness it's Hump Day. I hate that. I absolutely hate it. Because then there's always the one sarcastic Yahoo who goes, Hump Day, I better go find a girl.
That was a great impression of a guy.
A dumb guy. Not all guys are dumb. Anyway.
Allegedly.
Heroes of the day next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Every time you're the hero. Working class hero.
Hero. I can be your hero, baby.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Thank you so much for listening today. If you want to see photos of that tipped over truck on I-90 this morning with the cows everywhere, you can see them at hot1047.com. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
Earlier this month in Florida, a 36-year-old was arrested for assaulting his 16-year-old brother-in-law with a Taco Bell burrito. Man is married to the kid's older sister. They were having Taco Bell for dinner. The kid said something disrespectful to his mother, and the man threw the burrito at his face hard. He was arrested for misdemeanor battery.
That's some good work.
Yeah.
No prank is more legendary than the flaming bag of dog poo. On someone's doorstep.
I don't know if that's legendary.
Oh, it's pretty much the king of all pranks. Anyway, it can go wrong. Like it did early Saturday. Someone pulled the prank in Dover, Pennsylvania, but instead of using the traditional paper bag and putting it on the ground, they used a plastic bag and hung it from the doorknob. The family inside the house didn't hear the person who left the bag knock or ring the bell. They only woke up to their smoke alarms going off because their front door was on fire and smoke was filling the house. Fire department was able to put it out. Unfortunately, no one was hurt, but the fire did cause $2,000 in damage. Police are now trying to figure out who left the flaming bag of poo. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
Why would they do it that way?
I don't know.
I mean, if you're going to do that, go with tradition.
Yeah. Just put it on the porch on the sidewalk.
Next time.
It's probably the safest.
Text them or something instead of knocking on the door.
Yeah, because then that way they won't know who did it.
I know.
Okay.
That's why it was.
You sound like the person who hung it on the door.
Sarcasm on.
Okay. Time for us to scoop. Mel's last day is tomorrow.
Bum, bum, bum.
Wah, wah.
I think I heard the Pope is quitting tomorrow, too. Interesting coincidence.
End of the month, Pope didn't want to pay extra for his health insurance either. That's why. Ben's in next. We'll talk to you later.
More news at 104.7.com.